tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
You're listening to the Friday Wire with Noah. This morning, I spoke to another of my old mates, Shane Henderson from the Auckland Council. Me, him and Christopher Luxon are all very close friends. Councillor Henderson and I discussed new bus connections, light rail, and the government's proposed Three Waters reform. I think Shane was standing somewhere pretty windy, so apologies for that. I started by asking him about the new bus connections to the northwest.
So in the northwest, we are starting construction on an interim busway along the State Highway 16, so along the motorway. That's scheduled to start actually next month in construction, so isn't that fantastic? But I don't know, a lot of listeners will be familiar with the Northern Busway over the North Shore, completely separated and allowing rapid transit. That's something that Northwest has needed for, I would say, decades, to be honest, at least 10 years. But we're getting started, and so construction's starting, and we're about to do that, and that's very cool. And my role is essentially, first and foremost, kind of promoting it in the community, but also kind of getting people's feedback as we go on the kind of bus route changes that they need to link to that busway. So I think that's a very important point.
What's the role of the government been in this? Have they been involved, or is this purely an Auckland Council sort of driven thing?
Yeah, so how it works is the government are in control of your motorways. So essentially they have governance over State Highway 16, among much else, of course. Council's role is with the bus stations. So it's kind of a local government, central government partnership to do this kind of thing, like busways. Yeah, and we both have a role to play in making it work.
Another sort of important area of transport I wanted to talk about a little bit was light rail. So how's that been going?
Yeah, so the city centre to Mangere project, so that's the light rail going all the way to Mangere. In other words, I mean, a lot of people sort of talk about it going to the airport. I think it's important to kind of mention it going to Mangere because the stops along the line are just as important in places like Mount Roskill, which don't have rapid transit. But anyway, first and foremost, we're out to the public and we're saying, look, what route do you actually want this to take? Because Dominion Road is one option. Might not necessarily be the only option. You might be looking at things like Sandringham Road instead if that works. So, for example, I'd like to invite the listeners to join the team at the Mangere Markets this Saturday. They find out more about where things are at and kind of share your views about the light rail project and where you think it should go. I think that's the first step.
Matt Lowry, who's a bit of an expert on transport, he's a commentator on it pretty much. He said the material released last week is lacking in detail on the preferred route and mode of the project, the cost and the potential disruption to business. So he's criticising it for not having enough information. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, I think Matt Lowry is an absolute legend. I know him well, and he knows his stuff. So when he is criticising a project, I think that we need to listen to that criticism because, like I said, he knows his stuff. I'd say in terms of the detail level, we need to put it to people in a way that they can feedback and they can actually be flexible on the kind of stuff like the route. And when you're looking at the route, that's going to have cost implications and implications for businesses. So I'd say, yes, he's right on the money. I think the detail needs to be there. But at the same time, we're going out to the public saying, look, you need to help us fill in some of that detail as well. So you kind of have to make a bit of a balance. It's interesting to see whether we've got that balance right. But I think that's criticism we need to take on board.
Moving on, another sort of huge local government issue at the moment has been the Three Waters reform. So what's your stance on it?
Yeah, so my stance is kind of the same broadly as councils and the mayors, which is to say, look, we are excited about government's ideas for reform. I think a lot of the country really does need some reform in terms of regulation in water. In a lot of places, a lot of small councils, they actually can't raise the money to do the kind of infrastructure that we need to guarantee their water supply safely drinkable into the future. And so that there is need for reform, and the government doing that is kind of a brave move and I think a necessary move. Where I think we need to be at is to look at the accountability of all of this. So, for example, my water, Waitakere, we've had the Huia water treatment plant issue, we've got huge issues in Te Aratu Peninsula with stormwater overflows. The public really needs to have their say. They feel like they need to have their say in our future. And I agree. I think that's where the mayor is, and that's where I'm at as well. So we need to find some sort of balance of public accountability there. That would be my only suggestion around the water.
There's been suggestions that Nanaia Mahuta could potentially force councils into joining the reforms, even in the face of a decent amount of opposition from councils and mayors. Do you think this is possible?
Yeah, that seems to be the rumour out there. Look, what I would say to that is that Auckland Council are really committed to working with the minister and working with the ministry. So, look, I don't think that forcing councils should be necessary in the end. I think that there'll be some give and take on both sides, and we'll come to a happy place. I'm fairly confident.
That was Shane Henderson on buses, trains and water. All the important council stuff.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.